Good morning. My name is Greg Belfridge, and welcome to another in our series of forums ahead of the Sioux Falls, the combined Sioux Falls city and school district election coming up next week. The polls, voters will go to the polls on April 8th here in Sioux Falls. And we're doing our final forum this morning. We're pleased to be joined by the two candidates for mayor. Sioux Falls City Councilor Greg Jamison is here, and Mayor Mike Huther is also here. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for the opportunity, Greg.
Here's how it's going to work, guys. I'll pose a question, and we'll give each of you a chance to respond, and we'll just kind of go from there. So, Greg, let's start with you and just ask, what will be your top three priorities as mayor of Sioux Falls?
Top three priorities. I would call them protecting our quality of life. You know, with 3,500 people moving here every year, that's a lot of stress on our community. So protecting that quality of life that we all have as people who live here today, that's part of my goal. And the way that I would do that is by addressing our growing crime problem that we have in our community, at least as I see it, addressing our traffic concerns. You know, as all those people move here, they all bring their vehicles and all those things are great, but we've got to find a better way to move traffic throughout the city without building new lanes. And these adaptive traffic signals that we've already started to install, I'll make a bigger push to put more of them throughout the city. The other thing is our roads. You know, everything that we do revolves around our roads, essentially. We have to drive to get somewhere, to go somewhere. And we've got to change the way that we fund roads. You know, we've never been able to keep up, just never have. And our growing community is going to require us to have a new modern roadway, kind of like what Omaha has. You're going to be seeing elevated intersections like at 41st and Louise, things that we've never had in our small little city. So we've got to start preparing for that because it's going to take a lot more money than we've been spending on our roads today.
Let's go to Mayor Mike Huther. With another four-year term, what would be your top three priorities, Mayor?
Top three, number one would be to be prudent with the taxpayer dollars. I mean, the families that live in this town, the businesses that thrive in this town, they want us to be fiscally conservative and balance progress with prudence. And I think we've done that over the last 4 years, and I want to make sure that we continue to do that in over the next four. Number two, capture quality of life opportunities. I mean, we've got young people now that are choosing to stay in Sioux Falls versus going elsewhere. We've got retirees that are moving into Sioux Falls in droves. In fact, we were just named the top five retirement community in America. We do that because we are serious about investing in our quality of life, and we'll continue to do that. And then number three, I think people have gotten used to this with me as their mayor. I'm not going to be hesitant to tackle tough issues. This is a hard thing to do because every time you tackle one of these things, there are going to be some folks out there who are going to be, you know, upset at you. You know, why don't you just leave it the way that it is, Mayor? But no, we have to tackle tough issues such as, you know, inking that deal with Burlington Northern, finally, you know, capturing that 10 acres of land in the heart of our downtown, keeping one step ahead of growth, and of course, keeping our families safe because we know that not everybody moving into this town is a good neighbor.
And let's talk a little bit more about that. Both of you have mentioned safety, crime. Let's expand on that. County prosecutors say the number of felonies in the community has risen pretty substantially over the last few years. What are some of your solutions to crime in Sioux Falls? And Greg Jamison, we'll start with you.
Sure. You know, you talked about it exactly. The county is the one that is the place where I learned about these numbers because their jail is full. And I went to their meeting to try to understand, well, what's causing their jail to be full? Obviously, criminals, right? And so when the city says you're under arrest, they automatically go to the county and it becomes their problem. And I understood that, at least, is that this is a community problem, not just a county issue. And so it was at that meeting, it was only a couple of months ago, where I learned that the felony rates are up 48% since 2009. Rape and armed robbery and aggravated assault, burglaries are all up. And it was only then that I've learned about these numbers, and I came up with a plan, at least as I thought would work, and that is hiring more patrol officers. They're the ones who are out there all over the streets interacting with the public. They have a chance to maybe interface with somebody who made a wrong right turn without a turn signal, and then when they pulled them over, they found, well, this guy's got all the equipment he needs for making meth. This guy's on a crime spree. Now they've taken him out before he's done his next crime. That's a big deal. And then as well, I would create a task force to address the top 10 worst violent people in our community. Their only focus is to get those people off the streets. They've already got warrants for their arrest. The idea is to get them caught before they do their next crime. Then the third part of this is to sit down with all the social service providers in our community and try to understand what's causing these criminals to be criminals. And from their point of view, is it poverty? Is it meth addiction? Is it alcoholism? Is it homelessness? And then try to solve this whole big discussion as a community, working with the county, the city, all the law enforcement agencies, and those social service providers in our community. That's the solution that we need to get to, and that's what I'll be working on.
Mayor Mike Huther is also here. Same question to you, Mayor. How do we tackle crime in the community?
Just like we have when Mayor Nobe was the mayor, Mayor Hansen was the mayor, Mayor Munson was the mayor, and now I've been blessed to serve as mayor. What we're going to do is we're going to execute the plan that is laid out by our police chief and our police team, and we do it incredibly well. I mean, folks, if someone does the crime in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the odds are very, very good they're going to do the time. And that's what's happening is that our police team is doing such a great job finding these folks that are, doing these stupid things, and they are arresting them. And yes, they are going into jail at those times when they need. So first of all, we're going to execute the plan as laid out by our police team and Chief Barthel. And guess what? The city council has got that. This mayor has got it, and other mayors before has got it. I mean, to be fair, Councilor Jameson has been serving the good people of this town for 6 years, and he knows that he has never once submitted an amendment to Chief Barthel's budget initiative or to his plan. And not just Councilor Jameson, but other councilors as well, because we know that when he speaks, we are going to listen. We are going to execute that plan. It's not a secret what's causing the bulk of the crime in our city. We don't have to go do a study on it. It's very simple, and it's sad, but it involves drugs and it involves alcohol. Those are the two biggest reasons why we have crime in our town. People do stupid things. They get desperate. The issue is that years from now, generations from now, we're still going to be dealing with alcohol and drugs and stupidity. But ultimately, we'll get through it. Again, we have folks that are moving into our town, 3,500 a year. The sad thing is not all of them are good neighbors. And that's why you're seeing certainly an increase in our crime.
14 minutes past 10. You're listening to Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9. We've got the two candidates for mayor of Sioux Falls here. Greg Jameson and Mike Huther are with us for the full hour. As you mentioned, the issue of alcohol, let's talk about homelessness a little bit. Homelessness is becoming, an increasing problem in our city. We certainly have seen it recently in the debate over services for the homeless. How do we tackle the question of and the issue of homeless in our city? We'll start with Mike Huther.
Yeah, and to be fair to Greg, he had to answer the first two questions. So I'll take the next two, if that's fair to you.
Sure.
I mean, in the spirit of fairness, homelessness. This is, again, one of those things where we certainly don't want to put our head in the sand, but this is a challenge that we've been facing in our city for generations, and we're going to continue, whether Greg is the mayor or whether I'm the mayor 4 years from now. What we do is we aggressively work with social service agencies. We work with the county. The city plays a role. We work with the well over the 200 churches that are in our town. There are certainly folks that are looking for a hand up. And yes, of course, there are some that are looking for a handout as well. But I think that what we do is we do work incredibly well as a team here. For example, it gets unbelievably cold here in the winter and unbelievably hot here in the summer. Well, we partnered with the Salvation Army, for example, and actually for the first time gave taxpayer funds to help provide a safe place for these folks that are homeless in the winter and in the summer. Now, we are certainly working in collaboration with the Catholic Diocese, with the bishop, to work with them to find a safe place for folks that are in need of shelter. But at the same time, we're going to hold them accountable to make sure that if folks are there, that that neighborhood remains a safe place. So I love the collaborative effort that we've made on working with folks that are certainly less fortunate than us, and we'll continue to do that.
Greg Jamison is also here. Same question to you, Greg. And when as we address homelessness, and this is one of those issues that also ties into crime, as we were talking earlier.
Right. As well, if we could wrap up, as you say, about crime and the fact that as a council member, I haven't brought any amendments to add more police officers. I only learned about these growing crime problems a few months ago. And once you learn about something, what do? Do you either just ignore them, bury your head in the sand, pretend it isn't happening, or do you do something? As mayor, I'm going to do something. Win or lose, I'll still be on the city council, and I will be trying to do something. But I'm only one of eight. We are going to address it one way or another, and the mayor can keep pretending that there really isn't a problem, but I am going to address it seriously. Alcoholism, homelessness, those are all contributing factors to the growing crime problem in our community. But we cannot build a warehouse just to house people so that they aren't on the streets. Otherwise, everybody would move here and start living here. Recently, when we went out and did a survey of all the community homeless people and tried to figure out, well, what is causing you to be homeless, what I learned from some of them, because I actually sat with them and did this whole survey with them, a lot of them did it because they wanted to be. It was easier to live that way. The problem for some of them was that when the winter came around, they go, okay, well, this is a little extreme. This homeless thing or this living out on the street or these free range kind of activity is maybe not so good anymore. But all those social service providers in our community, those churches, the Catholic diocese and their works, all those things are great. We need to just help them be successful, and I think we can do our best in a community. We'll never solve the problem, but we just need to be a good partner.
The candidates for mayor are here, City Councilor Greg Jamison and Mayor Mike Huther. Mayor, you mentioned growth earlier.
Yeah.
How will you manage growth as mayor?
Well, we are a community that people want to live here. They want to raise their families here. And it's a great problem to have in terms of having a community where you do have growth. What you do is you manage it as effectively as you can to maintain that vibrant and that beautiful city that we have called Sioux Falls. What you do is you, first of all, you ensure that you've got the means in terms of the financial means to address those growth challenges that come your way. And in Sioux Falls, my goodness, we are rock solid financially. We've got revenues coming in that we never imagined. We've got a piggy bank that has grown every year over the last 4 years and will continue to do that. So we've got the financial means to invest in those things to stay one step ahead of that growth, whether it be investing in our police team, investing in our fire stations, investing in our quality of life, investing in our city's infrastructure like roads, sanitary sewer lines, and more. Number one. Number two, you use things like the latest in technology, whether it be, you know, to help keep Sioux Falls moving with traffic light technology. You invest in those things to stay one step ahead of that growth, as well as you work with your planning and zoning team to make sure that you're working hand in hand in collaboration with these visionaries, these developers, these investors, these risk takers. You work with them to find out where is their next priority as well so that you can work in collaboration with them to make sure that you're investing those funds as appropriately. But one last thing. You can look at the growth in terms of that, what's going on in the outskirts of your town, but never, ever, ever lose focus on what you've already built. Those inner core roads, those inner core neighborhoods, make sure that those are rock solid so that you stay on top of them as well as capture the opportunities with the new growth as well.
Let's go to Greg Jamison, who is also candidate for mayor. How would you manage growth as mayor, Greg?
Well, the best way is to stay one step ahead of it. Proper planning, following proper principles and building our community. The last thing we want to have is another 41st and Louise. You know, a long time ago, the move was to take growth, take everything you can, get it going, because we needed it. We wanted it. We weren't thinking well out into the future. So part of the focus as a mayor is to think one step ahead. One, what's going to happen after what happens next? So you anticipate the future. I mean, who was thinking about Lewis and Clark? You know, it was going to take 20 years to get that water here. And that's thinking way out in advance. And that's part of the job. As a council member, I've been involved in hundreds and hundreds of votes for that growth, trying to anticipate, well, how is this going to impact the roadway system? What's going to happen with this? So that experience that I have on the city council, I think, would serve me well. But there are so many things happening in our community. It's just wonderful. And you've got to try to get all of them working together so you're not doing something in one part of town only to defeat the purposes in another part of town. You know, think about all the businesses that are moving here and all the great news stories we're getting about how great Sioux Falls and South Dakota is. Well, that's a wonderful effort, but there's also more to it. So you've got two engines. You've got four engines on your plane. Two engines are in full thrust for getting new businesses here. Well, now we need to turn those other two engines on to workforce development, because now we need to maybe get skilled workers here and grow our community that way. So it's all engines all the time. So anyway, a lot of planning in order to promote growth.
It is 22 minutes past 10. You're listening to Kello, News Talk 1320 and 107.9. We've got the two candidates for mayor of Sioux Falls here, Greg Jamieson and Mike Huther. Greg, we'll come back to you with this question. What do you see as the most important difference between yourself and the other candidate?
The most important difference. Well, I would call it probably a listening skill. Growing up, I struggled with listening myself. I have a hearing disability. I have one ear that I can't hear out of. And so growing up, I had to work really hard to hear people, really focus on them and listen, look at their mouths and their lips, you know, read their lips and stuff. So just growing up, I had to deal with that. So I think I've maybe become a better listener because I had to. And in serving on the city council, you get involved in a lot of issues and a lot of discussions and a lot of votes. And you get a lot of people calling you, telling how you should vote or how maybe you should have voted. So you listen to a lot of people's concerns and you become engaged with their feelings and thoughts. Anyway, I just think that the listening skills that I have are better than the current mayor's, because we've seen some challenges that he's had. People try to tell him something that's going on, and, you know, with, like, say, a growing crime problem. And it appears as though he's not even hearing it. I mean, I'm not making up any numbers. They're FBI numbers. But still, that's a technique I think I've mastered over the years of my life. And that's one skill that I think I have.
Mayor Mike Huther, what do you see as maybe the most important difference between you and Greg Jamieson?
Well, I don't want to talk about Councilor Jamieson. I'll focus on probably what the folks can expect if I continue to be their mayor. And I think that folks have a pretty good understanding of me by now. I take the day that God gives me, and I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to be as positive as I can, as energetic as I can. And yes, I'm going to be as passionate as I can about these people, about capturing these opportunities, about addressing these issues. To me, you know, success comes in what we can do, not focusing on, you know, the potential a turmoil or issues that may be out there. And I think that the people of Sioux Falls have seen that. I mean, we've been working as a team. We've been collaborating with so many good folks out there, including Governor Dugard and his team, to make good things happen for this city. And I think the last 4 years, we've had a really good track record of success in making that happen. And then, too, I think that one of the things that I brought to this office, not only some passion and some love for these people, but 25 years of executive management business experience. I have, you know, made a commitment to run government more and more like a business. Not everybody likes that, but I think it's the right thing to do. And I was trained in the most intense training grounds that you can imagine at Citibank and at Premier. And I've tried to bring those training things and what I've learned to city government, you know, including, again, using the best financial management tools, using project management tools, and rallying people and coaching others to reach even higher and never be satisfied with what you just accomplished. Keep moving forward. So, again, I'm not going to touch on Councilor Jamieson. That's not my style. I'm going to just focus on the things that I think I can do if I have the pleasure to serve as their mayor.
26 minutes past 10. Mike Huether and Greg Jamieson are here with us for the entire hour. We'll come back to you, Mike. How do you mentioned, you know, taking the day that God gives you. How do your religious views shape your public policy?
Well, it's huge. It's about you know, my faith, my family, and my community. And I've taken heat from folks because I've infused, you know, my faith in the day-to-day activities as mayor. In fact, Councilor Jamieson and I were just in a forum the other day, and I ended my talk by saying, you know, I pray at bedtime. I pray it at my church. And yes, I pray in the mayor's office, and I ended it by saying, you know, I'm praying for you, and I'd ask that you, you know, pray for me too. I got a scathing email when I got home from someone who said, you know, Mayor, I voted for you last time, but I'm not going to vote for you anymore because, you know, of what you said about prayer. And that's the reality of this office, is that when you say something, when you lead, when you make a decision, every time you do it, there are folks out there who are going to not only disagree with you, but they're going to be mad at you, including if you infuse faith and into the day-to-day activities. But I'm still growing in my faith. I haven't figured it out, but I also know that there's no way in the world that I can do this job, that I could have handled the things that I've had to deal with as a young boy or as a grown man or, yes, as this mayor. I couldn't do it alone without my faith.
City Councilor Greg Jamieson, same question to you. How do your religious views shape your public policy?
Well, I suppose over the last 6 years as a city council, we're the body that's actually creating the policy. You know, the administration is actually executing what we've authorized them to do. So for 6 years, we've been making policy, and I suppose my religious views have been incorporated in the fact that, you know, do unto others as you would have do to you. And we start every meeting with an invocation. We know as a body that we're not there alone. And there's a higher authority above us, and we're here to do it in the work for the work of the people. Remember when Rapid City was under attack about their prayer? You know, I was almost, I think a lot of us were almost like, okay, yeah, bring it on, because we're not stopping that practice. We know that there's a lot of help that we need to do our jobs and guidance and wisdom and help. So I know, at least with my religious faith as a Catholic, a pro-life Catholic, that I'm not alone. As the mayor stated, he knows he's not alone either. I think all the people on the city council realize that and respect it and just do our best.
We've got the two candidates for mayor that are here, City Councilor Greg Jamieson and Mayor Mike Huether. More with each of them coming up.